We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. This is Into the Winklerverse. We have a live edition on Thursday, July 11th, after the Brewers just lost to the Pirates. Paul Skeens, a terrific performance in this game. Aaron Civale did his best to match him, which it was a real competitive pitcher's duel of a game. You knew it would probably be a one-run game, but it came in favor of the Pirates. On the All-Star Week, which is interesting because the Brewers have typically, under Craig Counsell, been bad this week. We ran through that the other day on a show we did earlier this week. Again, you can find all these Into the Winklerverse, Spotify, Apple, YouTube, and such. Also, don't forget the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network. One of the things I'll be discussing there tonight is how the no-hitter, like, fear of one is sort of dead. I understand there's been some, but it's just not the same that it used to be. Do want to cover a few other things here on this Thursday afternoon, including the U.S. men's national team firing Greg Berhalter for the second time. That news coming out on Wednesday. And then just some quick thoughts on the RNC coming to Milwaukee. I drove down there around 1:30, 2 a.m. last night. And I have thoughts that I would have no matter what was happening. It could be the Green Party. It could be the Bart Winkler Party. You know, just some things that are happening downtown. I would like to share my thoughts on that. So Brewers get the dub, is what I would have said last night. Today they lose 1-0 to the Pirates. Paul Skeens in this game, 7 innings, 11 strikeouts. Actually made history, according to Sarah Langs. He is the first pitcher since 1901 with 7 or more strikeouts in at least 10 of his first 11 career appearances. He had 7 no-hit innings today and a high of 11 strikeouts. Tim Shea, missing persons report, has been put on ice because he is here. Tim Shea.
I haven't seen you in forever.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Are you at your apartment still while you can be, or are you somewhere else?
No, I'm somewhere else, but I am going back to my apartment soon, actually. As soon as I get
there. You're in the perimeter, right? That's why I asked.
Yes. I am in the gold zone.
Oh.
The second security zone.
From Nathaniel Hackett? The gold zone?
The gold zone.
Jeez.
I'm in the second security.
All right, well, I want to talk to you about that in a minute, but Brewers.
No, just couldn't get it done.
Thing that bothered me about this game, you know, obviously they lost, fine. They're still very good. I am curious how the All-Star break will work in terms of this final week of the season. Remember, Council was always bad this week. They're 1-2 right now. They got the Nationals coming in on Friday night. But when Paul Skeens was throwing a no-hitter, you know, through 4, through 5, through 6, there was never any, like, fear that the Brewers would be no hit.
Mm-hmm.
Because you knew that they were going to take him out of that game at some point. Correct. And even BA and Rock, you know, through the broadcast, in the past it would be, all right, who's going to be the one to get this hit? How are we going to get this hit off of Paul Skeens? But the way that you broadcast now and the way that you react as fans is, how do we get this guy out of the game? How do we get him to 100 pitches? Work the count. They're already talking about his pitch count in the second, third inning as it was a little higher. Because that's what you have to do. You pull these guys immediately. The next guy that comes in gives up a bunch of hits. Now the Brewers couldn't do anything with the situation they had in the eighth, which is a bummer. But that's where the no-hitters seem to rest. There were still a few last year. I'm going to go through a bunch of this tonight. But even in the case of the Brewers, like, we have our one no-hitter. You forget that we have a second no-hitter with Corbin Burnes because he got pulled for Josh Hader. So the no-hitter, like I don't want the Brewers to be no-hit against, but wasn't there a summer they were no-hit like three times?
Something like that. At least twice.
Verlander.
Yeah, Verlander in Detroit.
But there's never like I put out a tweet, like there's a no-hitter, like to jinx him. But you're not jinxing him. You know he's going to get pulled. You know the guy's going to come in. The fear of the no-hitter is gone. So from a your team standpoint, it's not as cool because you probably won't get a no-hitter. But the fear, sometimes like as a sports fan, I don't know. I kind of miss worrying, I think. Who's talking? Where are you? Austin says, why is Tim laying down?
Because I still wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Sean says Tim has to lie down as much as possible due to his inhumanly massive heart, which causes him to be unbalanced much of the time, and it's exhausting for him. Taylor says, I should not be asking you any questions without getting the shakeaways going.
I have no shakeaways right now.
Give me three shakeaways.
I have like headaches.
Give me three shakeaways on the state of no-hitters in baseball.
They're not fun anymore, right? I mean, they're not exciting. I probably wouldn't stay for a no-hitter if it was the Brewers getting no-hit against. Honestly. You know, like, if they were throwing a no-hitter, I might stay.
If the Brewers are throwing one, you're leaving?
If the Brewers are getting no-hit. Like, if Pittsburgh, like,
stay.
Like today, I would have lost. Like,
well, you would leave because you know that Skeens is going to get taken out, and
it's going
to get broken up.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked he actually got taken out. He only had 13 pitches in the six and seven.
He was up to 99. You know, he was at 99 pitches. Nobody throws over 100 anymore.
If it's a perfect game, you think he stays in?
No.
See, I think perfect games are a little more prestigious.
No, this is a rookie guy. You know, they're taking care of him. He's going to start the All-Star, or maybe people are wanting him to start the All-Star game, which I think he should.
He will. He's set up for him to.
Well, it's set up for him to pitch.
Yeah, it's set up for him to start. Monday.
Tuesday.
So he gets an extra day of rest.
Well, yeah, but all. Okay.
He's starting. Okay. Just end that talk right now.
Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. John Gruden.
Hey.
But if he was dealing at the end of the game, who's to say, like, even you give him another inning, if it's 10 pitches or less, that's 110 pitches. You give him one more inning, see if he can do it. This is the state of baseball, which I understand why it's this way. Like, I do. But. And I'm not, it's almost like I'm advocating that I wanted the Brewers to get no hit, which I obviously don't. But I just think that the way the game is going, it's like you've taken all the thrill out of that, which is a bummer.
I like your hat. Where did you get it from?
So my hat is like what you see on license plates.
Yeah.
And
well, the old license plate.
Well, they still have this logo, don't they?
Yeah, they do. It's yeah.
So I was at my kid's soccer, and I saw a guy wearing a hat like this. And so I immediately went online and typed in Wisconsin license plate hat, and I bought it. So that's where I got this hat.
Cool.
Yeah. I feel like you don't want to converse with me about the no-hitter.
No. About the what?
About the lack of no-hitter.
No, I mean, it's a no-hitter. Sure, we almost got no-hit. Like, there's nothing, like, we almost got no-hit. Like,
I'm going to put you on a two-month vacation again.
We lost 1-0. It was a great pitcher's duel. No-hitter, like I said, no-hitters are not really exciting. Sure, you had everyone say no hitter, no hitter, no hitter online and on Twitter and whatnot, but they're just now.
Well, they're not It's that they're not going to happen. That's the part.
So if you think they happen, you're like, whoa, that was cool then?
Oh, you're saying that it's not cool at all?
I just don't know. I don't.
Well, maybe you're onto something there too, because baseball, the offense is bad now. Isn't the major league average like 230?
Yeah, something like that. I want to say like 242.
Like, if you throw a no-hitter against guys that hit 300, that's one thing. But if you throw a no-hitter against 212, like, hey, what'd you do at work today? Oh, I threw a no-hitter against a lineup that had Jake Bowers, Andrew Monasterio, and Blake Perkins. Oh, good for you.
But if you say, oh, I did it against Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, and Freddie Freeman.
You look like you're relaxed on some Delta 9, Tim.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
You still doing that?
Yeah. CBD, yeah. CBN.
Oh, I see the logo now.
At night, Happy Place Hemp. Got the Delta 8s, the Delta 9s. There's a 50 milligram one that I took the other night.
How was it?
I think I fell asleep before it really kicked in, which is what I wanted. That's why I took it.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
I took it to fall asleep. Because I can't shake that for whatever reason without taking a gummy. I do need a gummy. You know, did you see, I've mentioned this, remember we were talking about your brother's dog or some shit?
Oh, yeah.
They have dog treats now.
Oh, I haven't been in there. I need to go in there.
Yeah, you need to go in there in Muskego. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is Bart. You get 25% off every order.
They have the drinks too.
They have the seltzers. Yep. I got, they sent me a couple stickers, Drift into Happiness. And I opened them and my kid saw them. And now he's playing with them. So he's got like a page of, you know, he gets stickers and puts them on pages. So it's like Chase from Paw Patrol and Spider-Man and like a Princess Belle and then a bunch of like hearts and then Snoopy and then a big Drift into Happiness.
Right. There you go. As long as it's empty and he's not drinking any.
Right. Yeah. Right on the front there. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is Bart. 25% off every single order on all the products. 25% off. You can stop in. You can even say Tim Shea when you stop in. They'll know what you're talking about. 25% off each and every order. And they will mail them to you. The seltzers, you get a few of the four packs, you get free shipping. Everything else is pretty much free shipping. So that code BART will help you out with that too. They'll ship it right to you. It's a pretty quick turnaround. So always excited to get that in the mail.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? you need Indeed.
I do have one other piece of mail that I wanted to open here.
Ooh, mail time, mail time.
Yeah. This is from Corey.
Okay.
Corey sent me a piece of mail.
You have any idea what it is?
No. He said, I have something to send you. Open it when you do. I said, well, we're not doing those this month, but I'll open it next time I go live. And so we're live.
All right.
So I'm going to open it.
I'm excited to see what it is.
I don't know what it is. But it says on it, do not bend.
I've been listening to Grant this week.
Yeah, on Bill's show?
Yeah, filling in.
Yeah. Okay, we have white.
Okay. Looks like maybe a picture is in there.
Oh, wow, Corey. Holy shit. How old is this? It is an old postcard of the Bradley Center.
Oh.
Like a legit postcard.
That's awesome.
Wow, dude. Corey. This is a...
I think that needs to go behind you.
Me too. I mean, it is... I'm trying to see if there's a date on it. Yeah, I don't think this is like a reprint or anything. This is a legit old-ass postcard when you used to buy postcards. So that is really cool, Corey. Thank you for that. Put that right there. Who is behind you?
Oh, my niece's fat head.
Jesus. My God.
We'll just do this.
What the fuck? Do that to me. You got to get her. Yeah, I'm not comfortable with that without her permission. Fucking creepy. Vincent says, who do I want to be the next United States men's soccer coach? I don't care. You know, everybody wants Klopp. If they don't hire him, get a guy. Like, it's addition by subtraction. They fired Berhalter. Do you know much about that? They had a guy who sucked. They fired him. They did a consulting firm to hire a new guy. The consulting firm suggested rehiring the guy they fired. And then they got bounced from Copa America. Good talk.
I don't like I soccer is.
Sean says, my bucket list dream is to go Shea walking.
Yeah, we should do that sometime. I think that's the last time I saw you is when we did the whole chair downtown. Maybe you were thinking about the Brewers making it.
Well, then, you know, we still did that. Chuck says Klopp is out. Grant says, what the fuck, Tim?
What the fuck?
Well, you have a big fat head laying behind you.
Oh, sorry.
But it wasn't even like in a place where it was presentable. It was like, if you're going to put a fat head, put it on the wall.
It's not like a stick one up. We took it to a game.
Do you know who I still have access to a fat head of? I just don't know what to do with it.
Bill
Mike Wickett.
Oh,
I got a wicked fat head at the station.
What about, hey, speaking of fat heads at the station.
Yeah.
What did they do with all the ones that were on the wall from the station itself?
So the station in 2022 had every morning show. And then really any on air host had a fat head that they put on the walls. And those fat heads are still there.
Even
except for me and Rami
and Gary.
Gary and Leroy and Tim. And
well, Tim's wasn't even hung up, and I thought about stealing it one night, but I left it there next to the copier. Little did I know, about a week later, we'd be shipped out.
I still have I still got wickets. MC Lee says, guys, this is the same Brewers team as the last 5 years.
I agree with
There's
that
no one. No difference.
I agree with that 100%.
They have a chance to be different and install some youth and big names, but Pat Murphy lets Monasterio and Perkins hit instead of Hoskins and Churio with two on and no out in the eighth. You agree with that?
That statement? Yes, I do. Maybe they'll win a wild card game, but they're not beating Philadelphia.
I mean, I think there's a pretty big difference. They got a different manager.
Sure, they got a different manager, but they're not beating Philadelphia and they're not beating LA. I don't know what's told you that they will, but they're 1-5 against them.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So unless one of those two teams get beat somehow, some magical potion in the wild card round, which neither of them will play, then
I'm not sure. Did Murphy, I don't know if he talked yet, did Murphy talk about why he didn't pinch hit? So eighth inning Brewers are getting no hit. And again, this is game three of the three game set. They deprove to 54-40. Skeens is out, Bauer singles, Mitchell gets on base, singles. Then Monasterio's at the plate, two on, no out, strikes out. Perkins at the plate, two on, one out, strikes out. Turang walks and Contreras strikes out swinging. So you definitely had guys on the bench that were available, and you did not pinch hit with them. That does seem something very council-esque. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure what would have happened.
Maybe he just wanted to start his own pre all-star game streak.
Yeah, I don't know that he's talked yet. I haven't seen anything from the beat guys. But we'll see what happens there. All right, so you're not at your house, huh? Oh, you're talking to someone? Man, you got worse at this somehow. Tim is, if you're not on the Dan Shaney YouTube,
there is a clock going off right now.
Let the clock air. Were you directing to the clock?
No, I was just making, I didn't want that to go. It was so loud.
How much, this is your parents' house?
Yeah.
And they still have the old fashioned clock?
Yeah.
How often does it ring?
Every hour, every 15 minutes.
Yeah, why?
Because that's what they do.
Even when you're sleeping? Like, my grandparents had that, but it was every hour. And then I think it turned off at night. Every 15 minutes that fucking thing rings?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, don't unmute. Don't unmute that.
Fine, I'll let you listen to it.
Murphy's presser just started. Okay, somebody let me know what he says.
Well, let's take it live.
Let's take it live? I can't do that.
Well, okay.
So you can't go to your house or what? Tim lives in the gold zone of the RNC.
Well, right now I cannot because it's meter parking and I don't want to plug a meter, but I will be going back soon to try and get a parking spot because it's free since I leave early in the morning. Last night was the first time I could not get parking. Once Saturday, Sunday hits, then I'll be staying at my parents for the week. I'm not going to be down there during all the shit show. The clown show that's going on down there. So
I drove down there last night after work.
Thoughts? Were they putting up fencing or anything? Were they working?
Yeah, I drove down 6th and they were putting up fencing on 6th. Then I went right by Fiserv.
Did you see all the Fox News banners and stuff that they plastered up on the walls?
Yeah, I wanted to see the banners and the signage.
Yep.
The Bradley Center lot, RIP. There's a lot of like satellite trucks there.
BBM.
So that empty space, which I thought was going to be a concert venue by now.
They have started the construction on it.
Oh, they have?
Yes, they have. They broke ground maybe 2-3 weeks ago.
Well, what the hell?
But obviously they're taking a pause right now.
But that's full. The lot's full with like satellite trucks. And then I think one thing I don't understand, maybe you know better, why are there like giant gates between the sidewalk and the street? Are they not going to allow cars? Is it going to be like street walking?
Yeah, in that red zone, in the hard zone, they are not allowing cars. So it will either be street walking or
Okay.
I don't know what the.
So then, why is the sidewalk blocked from the street?
Like
right now, it's not like there's a perimeter from the area to the rest of Milwaukee. It's like the perimeters that they're building are sidewalk to street.
Yeah, I don't. That's, I'd have to see it. I haven't seen that yet. Like, I take a weird way in now, so.
Yeah.
I'll take a look at it before we go. Or before it starts.
What I think is weird about this event, and, you know, had the DNC been able to do this 4 years ago, maybe they would have done the same. I don't know. Maybe they're doing it in Chicago the same way. I don't know. I just know that it is weird for basically blocks of your city to be rented out and inaccessible to the people that live here. I think that's weird, you know?
Like that whole zone, you can't. You like,
because like you can rent out places like, you know, Summerfest grounds are used for other shit. Even Pfizer Forum, but they're essentially taking over 9-10 blocks of a city, which is then inaccessible. It's not like, hey, we're having a party here. And so, you know, security threats or whatever, but God, if there's got to be this much security threats, why even have the thing? Why even do this?
Did you see the plane hovering over the city?
The helicopter.
Yeah, the helicopter.
Yeah, it was at the playground. It was like right atop the top of the swing.
Yep.
Looking for radiation?
Radiation.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's definitely different. It's definitely weird. My street's been... So my street got blocked off actually last week. So it's been like really quiet in the neighborhood. So it's just different. It's weird. There were people working out. One of the nights I did stay there were people working on the street, like getting, because right outside my door is going to be a vehicle checkpoint.
Wow.
There were people working there at 11:30 at night.
So if you're not credentialed or anything, you can't just like go and hang.
Correct. If I cannot go past 6th Street, come.
What's Saturday. The deal with Major Goolsby's? Can you get in there?
Yes, they have a special like checkpoint.
So I could go to Major Goolsby's.
Yes, but you have to. Oh, there's only one way in and one way out. So, and you got to get searched.
Because the way that Major Goolsby's is set up, it's like the demilitarized zone. You know that zone between North and South Korea.
Yes.
Conan's been there.
Yes.
Where it's like you're not in North Korea or South Korea. You're like, you're in like, that's kind of what Goolsby's is like.
Correct.
Is that a landline?
It is.
What year are you in? Get it. Answer the phone.
No.
It's probably a survey.
No. Oh, I love it.
Adam says, just wait until the NFL draft takes over Green Bay for the draft. I live within a mile, and that'll be an interesting weekend. But like that's the thing too with the draft. From how we've seen it, you can like walk in. Sure,
walk
you
might in.
Like, yeah. Oh, okay. Go through the thing, and then, but you're in. It's like they've basically taken a part of the city, which I'm sure I understand all the reasons, but it's just a weird. It's a weird thing. It's not an event in your city.
I cannot go to the Deer District. You cannot go to the Deer District.
Right.
You cannot go to Drink Wisconsin. You cannot go to the other two places there. The old fashioned, the new fashioned. And
I understand, too, if groups want to rent these places out.
Some places are not rented out. That's the thing.
I saw that, too.
So they are depending on these. I'm trying to put it in a nice way.
Well, let me tell you this. There is another wrinkle to this, is that there are, I believe, 13 surrounding counties that next week will have bar time until 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah. If they want.
If they want. The village of Shorewood decided against it.
Oh, I bet you're pissed.
Well, I wanted to stop for a drink on my way home. You know,
it's Bart gets up in the middle of the night. It's 4:30. I'm gonna go to the bar, honey.
What about Pato? Is Pato get extended? Because I want to go there.
I don't know if they're extending. Oh, that's a good question. I'll ask. But I did ask.
Sometimes I walk in there after the show, I'll go to Pato. But then they're always like, last drink right now, and then you must throw it away in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But I would get a drink if I had a little time.
I'll find out for you.
Yeah, find out. Find out for me.
I wonder what state is staying there. You know, is it Georgia?
Oh, a Pato?
The delegates from Georgia? All of a sudden, you're gambling and you look over. Oh, there's MTG. There's your girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm still looking for anything that Murphy would have said. And it doesn't look like he said anything regarding the pinch hitting or lack thereof. So, or at least nothing reported yet. Is there money in the budget for a better camera for Tim?
Yes, I'm getting a new phone in the next like 24 hours. So
you are?
Yes.
Where are you going?
AT&T.
God, I went to Verizon to get a new phone. I was like, I know what I want. I know how to do everything. Hook me up with the phone. 2 hours of asking me for upsells. And then the guy's like, all right, you should be all set. And then he goes, wait a minute. Do you? No. And I'm like, what? Do you watch Netflix?
God.
I'm like, yeah. And he's like, we got this deal where I'm not. And then they had to like print my phone. What the fuck does that mean?
So I went in there today. I got to do one thing real quick to my phone, but I went in there today and said, I want my free upgrade. I want my bill lower. And that's all I want. Don't sell me anything else. And they were good about it.
Hmm.
But then they did convince me to do one thing, which my phone is foggy right now, which it won't be. And then I got it. I totally forgot that I have insurance on my phone. So something's got to get fixed, and then I'll be able to get it cheaper.
Jacob says, you guys still go into the stores for your phone upgrades?
Yeah, I do. I know. I mean,
wait, you don't have to?
No.
What?
You can just get it mailed to you.
How?
You can do it all online.
Well, they saw us coming.
Oh, yeah. The reason why, when you go into the store, it's like they salivate because they're like, ooh, good. Now we can sell this, 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 and this to them. I know that trick, so.
I honestly did not know that. I thought you had to go into the store.
Oh, no. You can do it all online.
I understand there's an internet, but I thought you had to go into the store when you needed a new phone.
Nope. You can do it all online. You can activate it. You can send your old one back. Ooh, we're getting close to 4:15.
No, your timing's off. For the clock?
Yeah.
No, it's going to hit in the next 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think we're like 3 minutes away. Three or four
minutes.
Your
last one hit at 3:53.
What time is it?
4:03. Your clock's not even right there?
No, it's not.
Oh, my God. I was wondering why it was happening at such random-ass hours. Tim is at his parents' house, who have a clock that rings every 15 minutes, and the 15 minutes are not normal. Like they're off by 8 minutes. They're on Lombardi time.
This is like bar time. Time.
The landline rang while you were here, and then to modernize it a little bit, there was just a fat head of his niece chilling behind the couch where you could see the time. Top of the head. Let's hang out next week.
You want to come over to my house and just see what's going on? I mean, we can set up chairs and watch.
Where are your parents?
I'm talking about downtown.
No, I can't get in there.
You can get in the gold zone, which I'm in.
Oh, I can?
Yeah. Anyone can.
Oh.
It's just once you hit 6th Street, you can't.
Yeah, let's take your fork mic and go interview people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can go down to 3rd Street. I like it. Let's talk. We can do some Shay walking.
Yeah. What if I charged into the zone? Would they neutralize me?
Yeah, I think you'd make the news.
Even if I was doing it for the podcast?
Maybe we can meet up with, you know, some national folks, you know? I mean, everyone's here. Lester Holt and Bart Winkler.
Yeah. Ooh,
I got ideas. All right.
Can I have Martha McCollum on my podcast?
Maybe we can get you Laura Ingram.
She's a Packer fan.
Okay.
No, I'm thinking of Greta.
Greta Van Buren? Or Greta Van...
The descendant of Martin Van Buren. Greta Van Buren. Greta Van Buren. I'm going to pivot back to Brewers momentarily, which you seem to have the least interest to talk about.
No, I'm to that point where I've seen this story with the Brewers.
Do you need the All-Star break as a fan?
Yeah, I think I need it to regroup, to kind of be like, all right, let's go. Second half. And, yeah, we start off the second half with a bang, too. You know, here we go. There you go.
That's it.
That's it. 4:15.
You don't get the din, din, din.
That's at 4:30.
Din, 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 din.
That's at 4:45.
Din, 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 din.
And that's at the top of the hour. That's at the top
din,
of the
hour. Din, din, din.
All right, back to the Brewers.
Why does it go every 15 minutes?
That's how it is.
Are your parents home? Can you ask them?
I don't. Yeah, it used to be my grandfather. So
they're probably just used to it. They probably don't even hear it.
Correct.
And if you did ask them, they'd be like,
"Huh?"
It would shatter their world.
Yes, I need the All-Star break. And then to start the second half, they get off with a bang. You know, you'll get the northern half. So when you lived in La Crosse, were you excited when the Brewers played in Minnesota? Were you like, let's go to a game or no?
Do you know what we did once?
What?
There were 8 of us that went to a game. I think it was like 5 guys and 3 girls.
Did they play in the Metrodome?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we didn't know how to divvy up the hotel rooms.
God.
You would think girls in one room, guys in the other. For some reason, we didn't do that. We put all the cards and we just drew cards.
Mm-hmm.
But in this group, there were like 2 relationships that ended, but then they dated, like, we dated within the friend group.
Yeah.
So you weren't guaranteed to be with, it was fucked up. I don't know why we did it. Anyway, then we went to the Metrodome. We went Saturday and Sunday, and Juan Rincon came in the game, and my buddy goes, and he had just got suspended for PEDs, or he just came back, and my buddy goes, oh, here comes steroid boy. And a mom turned around. She had like an 8-year-old kid, and she goes, how dare you in front of my children? He's like, I just said steroid boy. And she goes, enough.
Great story.
And then the roof caved in. Miller Park Minute.
What's going on, guys?
What's good with you?
Not a lot. I have taken a long hiatus from the world of content creation. And
yeah, and you've taken a hiatus from spelling minute correctly.
Minute.
I did.
He has joined us as Miller Minute.
Oops. Typing letters. I forgot how the internet works.
Why is the creation done?
I got in a car accident. And
are you all right?
Yeah, and now I'm getting better day by day.
Will this make your day? Colorado Pizza is more like Miller My Nut.
That's fantastic.
Well, I didn't know that, dude. Sorry. I'm glad you're not, you know, worse.
Yeah, it is what it is. While driving, too, on the old Uber.
Oh, really? Did you have a passenger?
Yeah. Oh, I was driving, and somebody smacked me right on old Brook and Forest Ave there.
Did you have a passenger?
Oh, yeah.
So are you, like, in trouble?
No. It wasn't my fault. They ran a stop sign.
Oh, geez. Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Total off Brooklyn, the Brook and Forest Ave in Fond du Lac. Isn't there, like, a tall building you can't, like, see?
Yeah, you know. Around the corner? Yeah, see, that's why I said it. Yep. But it was on the opposite side.
Hmm. Oh, geez. Well, any thoughts on the Brewers?
I'm glad Paul Skenes didn't. This is the one time I hate when they pull a pitcher with a no-hitter. This is the one time that I will say I am glad that they pulled a pitcher with a no-hitter.
Because we'd always be his first no-hitter or something?
Right, exactly. We don't have to live about that. Yes, by the press box.
Yeah. But still, like, and I'll bring this up tonight, but the greater point is, like, yeah, I'm not advocating that I wanted the Brewers to get no hit. The greater point is, I don't think, even with Paul Skenes on the mound, I don't think there was the fear of a no-hitter because you knew he was going to get taken out.
Right, true. Yeah, they did emphasize that quite a bit on the broadcast, too, that he had, limited pitches. Plus, they want him to go in the All-Star game, so.
Yeah, but you can't. I mean, is that where we're at? Like, you don't keep a guy going because you want him to pitch in the All-Star game? Because had he gone 120, they probably do sit him down in the All-Star game.
Well, if Manfred has his way, though, I mean, this is Manfred's wet dream, getting Paul Skenes facing, at the top of that AL lineup. It's must-watch baseball. They'll bring some attention to the game.
Manfred's wet dream is baseball just, like, disappearing from our conscience. That's a wet dream.
Actually, I said to a buddy earlier today, it's like, we just need 5-inning games, and Manfred would be super happy.
They're too short, man.
I heard someone say with the Brewers once that they should only play baseball on the weekends, either Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Friday.
Someone with
Saturday,
the Brewers Sunday. Said that? Was it Council?
No.
Oh my god! Yeah, that just—I don't know. I really don't know what they. And then he stood up for. Did you see that he stood up for the Manfred stood up for the umps and the bad calls and shit that we've seen lately?
What did he say?
Oh, basically that. Essentially, he doesn't feel that it's a discretionary. Like, he doesn't feel that the umpires are wrong.
Well, they seem to like that, though. They seem to like the. A lot of people are commenting about Livy Dunn.
Was she at the game?
Yeah.
She was?
I don't know. She could have thrown the first pitch.
Bart, we should have gone to the game today.
Right.
I thought about it. Because we would have seen Paul Skenes. And I was like. I don't know how many people there are in baseball that's like, okay, you got to go when this guy's in town. Skenes is one of them. But honestly, Tim, I didn't want to pay for parking and get a ticket and buy a beer and get lunch. I didn't want to spend $100.
Yeah, no, I get you.
Dude, hit me in the DMs. I got a ton of free Quick Trip tickets. I've got like 30 of them. No joke.
But are they good seats?
No, but you can like upgrade them.
Because I'm going to try to go, the day where your kids walk around?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to go to that game. But tickets are still, I don't know. Can't I just sit 5 rows from home plate for $20? Is that so much to ask? Maybe I'll just take him to a Milkman game and be like, oh, Brewers moved. I don't know what to tell you.
Devin Williams is playing up in Appleton tonight.
Yeah, Devin Williams.
And Saturday.
I don't care what they do at the trade deadline. It's going to kind of be like we're getting an all-star closer back.
Stop.
Don't say that. Come on.
I hate that.
That Why? Line is so played.
What do you mean? It's a good line.
Like next year, are they going to say they signed an ace because they Brandon Woodruff will be potentially healthy? Hey, we went and made an off-season acquisition. We got Brandon Woodruff back.
Yeah. No, I think it'll be good. Like coming up this weekend, it's Freddy Peralta. Are we no longer worried about him, or are we still worried about him?
Not worried.
Dallas Keuchel on Saturday, and then Colin Ray on Sunday, who the streets are saying may be our best pitcher.
That might be true.
That could be.
Colin Ray.
He's definitely reliable.
So who's all hurt right now? Who, like, is hurt that we think is coming back at some point?
D.L. Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Hall was.
Jared Koenig.
Koenig, him.
Oh, Devin Joe Morgan. Ross is still on this team.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Joe Ross. I forgot about that one.
Joey Ortiz.
He's hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. These infielders, we got too many of them.
Miller Park Monthly. The fuck?
I didn't realize he was hurt.
Get back into it. Do you feel like somebody said earlier, MC Lee, do you feel like this Brewers team is that much different from teams of the past?
Do I?
Or is there like some sort of, do we have like a different sense of like, where is the post? Are we thinking postseason? Are we just like, oh, this is fun, but? Like, how is this year different? Is it?
I think it is. I think I feel more confident. I feel that we're more of a lock than we've been in the past.
But a lock is, to do what?
For the NL Central. We're going to take the NL Central. I mean, we have been taking the NL Central, but offensively, I have a lot more confidence in this crew. And I think that's – unfortunately, we couldn't have kept Burns and done this, you know. We couldn't kept Woody healthy and done this. And it's a shame that it didn't click at the right time. But I think the window is still here.
Yeah. Where did Tim go? Did the clock ring again? Tim, we want to hear the clock.
Sorry, I was looking through Twitter. My phone's at 3%.
Okay, we can wrap up. It's good to see you.
No, you don't have to wrap up. I'm just saying I'll probably.
Tim, you should always wrap up.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every time I come on with you, it gets interesting.
Yeah. You always come on at the back end when we're like already 10 minutes longer than we should have been going.
Right. I'm well aware. I don't the BART notifications are not fully there for some reason on my phone. I tried to set up notifications for you.
What, on YouTube?
Yeah, like it's weird. It's wonky with them.
Mm. Maybe YouTube's like, hey, this guy used to do it 5 days a week. Now he just comes on twice a week.
I don't even come on that.
Pete says the notifications must be on Tim's parents' time. Yeah. That's Tim's good. Parents' time, Paul Skeens is still pitching a no-hitter in this game in the sixth inning. Which clock, what is more behind, Vincent and Anaheim or Tim's parents' clock?
Vincent and Anaheim still.
I don't know. He's called into the show, the Infinity show. He's called in. Ram's been calling in a lot more. That's been fun.
What time are you on?
Time 9 to 1. Yeah.
Right.
I'm trying to get back in on KFIZ. They had me for a little bit. Trying to get back in there. A
little Fond du Lac representation.
Well, I mean, that's where I cut my teeth, dog.
Right.
I'm reading obituaries at 12:20 every weekday. That's the kind of stuff, you know, I used to do. I miss that stuff.
You just want more time with Freems.
I do.
You're just trying to suck up all that Freems time.
I do. It was so good to see him the other day. We went to Pato for lunch.
I like you did. What was it last? No, that was like 2 weeks ago. You guys did a pod together, right?
Yeah, but we went to Pato like a month ago. What I have, Tim?
Did you eat at the sports book or somewhere
else? Yeah, I did, and it was a huge burger. And it was like a huge, like the burgers at that Pato sports book. If this is the size of a burger, their burgers are this big. They're huge.
So that's what you want to eat. Yeah.
You can eat. All right. Well, I'm done.
It was great seeing both of you.
Always a pleasure.
Hey, be good. I'm sorry that you got hurt.
That's all right. I'll recover.
Do you want to talk about how Aaron Rodgers is hinting that Devontae is going to play with him again, or should I end this? Actually, we're about a minute away from clock.
We are. We're not even like.
I want to hear clock.
Whatever happened to Aaron Rodgers' presidential, vice presidential hopes?
I don't know. Maybe he'll still somehow get on a ticket. Who knows? What the hell's going on? Clock, 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 clock. Clock block me.
Is this like an old clock with the big chimes?
Yeah. It's like a grandfather's clock, but your grandfather's grandfather had the clock.
Yeah.
This is the oldest living thing in the Shea family lineage. Is that it?
No, not yet.
What was that?
Here we go.
I'm glad I stayed for that.
Wait.
That's only half. We're halfway through.
So it's 4:21. Your clock thinks it's 4:30.
Correct.
So it's 9 minutes ahead.
Yep.
I thought it was eight.
So why do they do that?
I don't know.
I gotta assume it's never been changed.
Well, no, it has.
Do your parents know the real time?
Yes.
Was your grandfather like in some business where he needed to be early?
No. Yes, the radio business.
This broken clock isn't even right two times a day. Colorado Pete's. I gotta get him on here next time. All right, good to see you, Miller, my nut.
Have a good one, guys.
Tim, always a pleasure to see
you. Yes, let's do RNC Live next week outside 6th Street, outside my right by my apartment. Maybe do some Shea walking.
Maybe.
It's been a while.
Although I do want to, like, I want to see it. That's the thing. Like, this thing is here.
I know.
I want to see it. I want to experience a thing that is here.
I mean, depending on what happens, we may never have one of these again. So.
All right. Wow. Get your niece out of there.
That was a good one by me, wasn't it?
That was some sharp political commentary.
I'm just saying.
That this show has tried to avoid. All right, buddy.
All right, Bart, good to see you. Take it easy. Go Brewers after. Hey, just remember this. After the All-Star break, Brewers, and then we play you-know-who for the last time this year.
We got the Cubs right out of the gate?
Twins and Cubs. Twins for two. That's Saturday, Sunday. No Friday game, so the Brewers actually have an extra day.
Oh, wow.
And then the Cubs down in Wrigley.
All right. Well, good to talk to you, buddy. Thanks for sort of taking a nap. When are you going to bed?
Soon. I'm going to go home and see if I can get a parking spot.
All right. Well, Godspeed.
At Packers training camp, too, next week.
Ooh, flirting with going to the shareholders meeting.
Oh, you are an owner. Yes, you should. You should do the work of the people, Bart.
Flirting with getting up there.
All right.
TBD. Thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse. That's Tim Shea. Mr. Positive's here. He says Tigers all the way. Mr. Positive, talk to you tonight. It is the Bart Winkler-themed podcast, Into the Winklerverse.
There it is. Goodbye, and go Bucks.